Farage, Trump will tear Biden to pieces as he doesn't know where he is. By Victoria Friedman on July 30, 2020. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has predicted that President Donald Trump will tear Joe Biden to pieces because the oft-confused Democratic presidential candidate doesn't know where he is. During a campaign speech, the former vice president under Barack Obama appeared to attempt to joke about his own reported mental confusion. He opened his remarks by saying, "Welcome to Kingswood Community Center," before a long pause followed by, "Actually, that's the one down where I used to work. That was a joke." No one laughed. Also during the speech, he became tongue-tied, misspeaking by saying, "We can't rebuild our economy and meet this climate crisis." A journalist was also forced to correct the Democratic politician for misstating the city set to host the Republican National Convention, in the latest in a series of Biden brain freezes. Asked of his opinion of the left-wing candidate's performance that night, Mr. Farage told talk radio's Mike Graham on Thursday, "He didn't know where he was, and you might have also seen a young aide was grabbing him by the arm and dragging him around the place as if he didn't know where he was going." However, Farage hopes that Biden makes it through the Democratic convention to confirm his nomination as the presidential candidate, as the Brexit leader relishes watching him being pitted against Donald Trump. "I want Biden to be the presidential candidate for the Democrat Party because I know when it comes to those three head-to-head debates, which of course the Americans have been having since 1960, Donald Trump will tear him to pieces because he doesn't know, as you say, where he is," Mr. Farage said. Talk radio host Mike Graham remarked, "It's astonishing really, isn't it, that the Democrats are in such a bad way that Joe Biden is the finest man they can find to run against President Trump." To which Mr. Farage said, "Similarly, 4 years ago, Hillary was a very, very tainted candidate in every way. So they are making life as easy for the Republicans as they possibly can." Farage, a friend of President Trump, warned those reading too much into polls suggesting a Biden lead to never underestimate Donald Trump. "A lot of people make that mistake in business and politics over many years," he said. Pollsters and newspapers had given low odds to what became modern democracy revolutions in recent years, including the Trump victory in Brexit. The Washington Post had claimed weeks before the 2016 presidential election in the United States that the chance of Donald Trump winning was approaching zero. Fewer than a third of 168 polls predicted a Leave vote in the UK on June 23, 2016, with final polls predicting Remain, one giving as much as a 10-point lead over Leave. Even as recently as the December 2019 British general election, leading pollster YouGov predicted one day before the vote that Boris Johnson might only gain a slim majority of 28 parliamentary seats, perhaps not enough for an outright victory. Johnson ended up winning an 80-seat supermajority, the largest conservative majority since the 1987 re-election of Margaret Thatcher.